News Talk 1620 WTAW. College Station school board members are mulling over two options to address overcrowding at College Station High School. The Purple Campus is already 46 students over capacity. Three portable classroom buildings are being moved in next year when the campus will have 87 students more than capacity. One option given to the board last night was holding a bond issue this November or next year, in part for a $35 to $40 million expansion to accommodate another 600 students. We'll pick up board comments from last night after hearing about the bond proposal. Here are board members Carol Barrett, Jeff Harris, and Michael Wesson, along with Superintendent Clark Ely.
Well, the most obvious, and it's just an observation, is that you're asking for two bond elections and you don't have one school full. If we go by the note, I mean, it's just observation on that first line. You're going to bond twice without a full school. That's something to think about.
Yep. That's right.
I'm just saying, I mean.
Right. And this doesn't count for other bonds we're going to need in the process when we build new elementary schools and other things come along, right? So, I mean, the odds we're going to have another bond between 2019 and
2026,
right? If we went that out, I mean, the truth is there's going to be another bond or two.
I can see a scenario, Dr. Wesson, that we don't go for an elementary in 2019, or perhaps we may, depending on what our enrollment projections are really like. If we were to go with a bond in 2019 without an elementary, my guess is we would need one some point within a couple of years after that. Yes, sir.
Michael Schaefer and Dr. Wesson asked Dr. Ely about the impact of a new charter school.
And these numbers do indicate the possibility of a charter school that's doing high school.
So that was the decision that we had to make before we did this. We went with a moderate impact. This does have that projected impact of a moderate effect on us as they go through the 10 years of the projections that you see up there. So, yes, they are included in this. So, again, not knowing what's going to happen, it could be bigger, it could be smaller.
Let me get that straight. So these numbers include ILT coming in, building a high school, and lowering our projections inside high school? I think that's what Mr. Schaefer was asking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know if they – I would have to ask our demographer if it includes a perspective 9th to 12. I know it
– I want to say I remember that not being in the projections. Mm-hmm. Okay. They didn't touch high school at all. Yep. They didn't assume that they were adding up.
What they did do, though, is as the K through 8 projections matriculate through the system, so as they come through and all those kids become high school students, that's included in these numbers. I don't know, and you recall – your recollection is they did not include 9th through 12th otherwise, and I just have to get with them just to double-check.
It's worth double-checking one way or the other. It's a good question.
Again, the numbers, there's lots of play, and here these are projections. And anytime you do something this far out, is buyer beware.
I think if we compared the no-impact numbers at the high school level to these, that would tell us.
Yeah, it's true.
If they included it or not. Because right now it's just going to
project put ILT out of business works.
K through 8.
Dr. Ely brought up high school populations from the last year before CHSH opened until now.
In 2011, was that the last year of Consol, I guess? 2011-12, 2,850 kids, and we have over 3,700 kids in our two comprehensive high schools now. We're projected to lose kids at the elementary level.
Dr. Wesson noted by the time the CSHS addition would open, the Purple Campus would be at capacity again.
The fact that bonds don't, we don't vote on bonds until November and then don't get money from bonds until early the following year, I guess it just surprised me a little bit that once we go up for bond, that is basically three years before we have another classroom at College Station. Right?
27 months? Yeah.
So I don't know why I had it in my mind that it would be a shorter time turnaround, but I guess when you add it all up, it amounts to a good amount of time.
When you think of the square footage that you're adding with classrooms for 600 kids, extending the two wings on the academic wing, when you're adding another gymnasium, black box, there's a tremendous amount of work that they're putting in.
After Carol Baird asked Dr. Ely about an administrative recommendation, there was a response from Mike Nugent.
So does your administration have a recommendation?
Are we time for a recommendation now? I can certainly talk about our options.
It might be good to give people some time to digest all this. And
there's a lot of it.
Think it through. I mean, I'm certainly willing to hear information, but I don't know. And I mean, now if this is the will of the group, that's fine. But
I meant more of a recommendation moving forward.
Here's my recommendation immediately.
Process.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't looking for a decision point.
Well, I guess my it's not a concern. That's a poor word choice. But I mean, the only information here that's new is we're throwing the bonds in there, which now obviously that's huge information. But I don't know. I mean, I would be interested.
What I think we need to do is think about this a little bit and see if there's any other information that we can bring back to the group. Neither one of these decisions that we could do requires a decision tonight. We could make it in February. We could make it the month after that, should we need to. So that gives us plenty of time. And I think the eight of us need to marinate on this a little bit, and the community does too. So I would hope that we could bring this back next month to continue our discussion.
Dr. Wesson then had a comment about three portable classroom buildings being placed on the Purple campus next year in the context of calling a bond election to expand College Station High School.
I don't see people excited about having eight temporary buildings sitting outside College Station High School. I don't know. I think perhaps percolating on these numbers for a little while is a good idea. The notion of, to my knowledge, we've never gone up for a bond asking for significant extra capacity when we already have capacity on the ground, which is what worries me about going up for a bond right now, or at least a bond early, I should say.
Carol Barrett then asked Dr. Ely for some historical perspective before College Station High opened.
Just for reference, what was the capacity of Consolidated when there were 2,800 kids?
When there's 2,800 kids, 2,500.
Okay. And that was after you had made some significant changes in taking lounges, and that 2,500 included taking the lounges or the 2,800?
I'd have to go back in my memory to remember, but as we go through, we make some changes and do lounges and other spaces and convert them into instructional spaces. Kind of what you do when you are, you know, getting in a building that you're outgrowing. And so we felt that back then about 2,500 was the number for Consol without portables. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, it's lower than that now due to some of the modifications and renovations that we've made.
No, I just was looking for historical perspective just because, you know, my kids were in there when there was 2,800.
And too.
Yeah.
I think it's important to know. I think I see where you're going. We didn't call the bond at 2,500.
I'm trying to find that place because, you know, at 2,800, you know, that there's a moment there, okay? Mm-hmm. Did they get educated? Are they successful adults? Absolutely. There was not an education. Was it hard on the teachers? Absolutely. It was. And the administrators there. So we got to find that sweet spot to me. You're trying to find that spot. And I would just also suggest to you that the board at that time, even given that I was a member of the community, had no idea the community would have that type of growth like it did at the time it did. So I think that's important to recognize too. We're in a fast growth situation now, but at that time it was kind of plugging along and then it jumped.
While College Station High School is over 110% capacity, Consolidated High School is at 73% capacity. There's room on the Maroon campus this year for 634 students and 597 next year. Also, Dr. Ely bringing up that Consolidated has had $34 million in renovations in recent years. And at the end of last night's discussion, Michael Schaefer was the only board member to say anything about possibly moving high school boundaries.
I think the thing that we got to look at is, where do we draw the line where we have the population growth continuing to move away from, you know, A&M Consolidated High School? I mean, it's not, there's no more land to develop around there. I mean, that base, the student base that's around the A&M Consolidated High School is going to get lower and lower as the campus moves over. So, I mean, where do we draw the line on the distance from where the families are to that high school? I mean, keep on drawing boundaries. I mean, we can do that, but I mean, the fact is that there's going to be fewer and fewer people, families that are going to be living around A&M Consolidated High School.
It's not going to be growing.
It's not going to be growing. And my thing is, what are other things that we could possibly do with A&M Consolidated High School, whether it be things that we're going to do at College View High School, have academies or do some more specialized programs at Consol?
Yes, sir.
Or even repurpose some of the facilities that we have there, usage.
That's where last night's discussion ended due to time limits. College Station School Board will bring the subject back up next month. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.